Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show this evening. I'm very excited to welcome back to our series, T.C. Bounds, a fantastic poet who has definitely, I think, graced our past episodes with such wonderful words, and also sharing his stories and his experiences from his travels around the world. So, TC, great to have you back on the show.
Good afternoon, Lucy. Good evening. It's wonderful to be back. Today, I'd like to start with a couple poems, if that's okay with you. Last time we spoke, I spoke about a gentleman who went to the Vietnam War and how I had gained respect for him for what he had done. A couple of the poems that I'd like to share with you today are about when it was my turn to go to war. After I watched Vietnam growing up, then it was my turn for Desert Shield and Desert Storm. The first poem that I'd like to introduce to you today was written in 1991, I was on the USS John F. Kennedy in Operation Desert Shield, and I was in the Red Sea at the time. It's called Children of the War Machine. Today's Navy is an all-volunteer force. Who's to say what was our motivating source? Kids as we enter, men when we leave. Somewhere in between, we find what we believe. The average age out here is 19, doing a man's job, living a teenage dream. We are the children of the war machine. Danger lurks around every corner. It's not just the threat of some crazy foreigner. There are aircraft above decks and boilers down below, and if there's a fire aboard ship, there's no place to go. We put our lives on the line on a daily basis, just to reach home port or an occasional oasis. You grow up quick, but hold on to your dream when you live your life on a war machine. Most of us have never seen any real battle. The Red Sea is pretty far from my home port near Seattle. We drill to be ready for in the event of war and pray it doesn't have to happen anymore. We do this to keep our nation and its interests free. We are truly an original breed. I hope by now you know what I mean when I say we are the children of the war machine.
Thank you so much, TC, for sharing that. And I think it is really important to go back to our last episode when you wrote that poem about, you know, of course, a veteran that you were noticing, you were seeing, you wanted to hear that story about, and yet now we're hearing that story from your POV. So why was it so important for you to write that poem, and what do you hope that people take away from it?
Well, the thing was, we were sent out there on a rapid deployment. We didn't know how long we were going to be gone. We didn't know what we were heading into. And most of us were just literally kids. You know, we were 19, 20 years old kids out there, you know, changing the world, making history, and we didn't know at the time that that's what we were doing, but we were still trying to maintain our youthful innocence and still going to war, and you know, it was a very emotional time and very very intense. Nobody really knew what was going to happen next. And so, you know, I looked around on the flight deck and the people out there operating the machinery and stuff, and I said, these are all kids out here. We're all out here. We're kids. And that's what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, when you send your young people to war, they're still children. They haven't matured enough to realize what they're going through. And then when they go through it, it changes them a little bit.
Let me ask you, especially with today's sort of current climate and what we're going through with the pandemic, why do you think that it would be important for people, you know, sort of at the forefront, whether it be our nurses, our doctors, those people who are really kind of fighting the war of the pandemic, if they are able to put this in words and share it through poetry, you know, why is this such a valuable tool when it comes to communication and passing on the current state of what it is that people are going through for the next generation, those children of today who don't necessarily understand what is taking place?
Well, you know, as you go through your life, there's always going to be challenges and changes in there. Some of them you can control, some of them you can't control. But when you go through and you say, I'm doing what I believe is right, and I'm making a stand, then that makes it a little bit easier to accept it, I guess, of what you're doing, because sometimes what you have to do isn't always what you would prefer to do or even what your own personal moral beliefs may say to do. But for the of everybody involved and the future, you go ahead and you do these things and you try to, you know, still maintain your good life and maintain your good attitude. But as you go through these things, especially as, you know, a 19-year-old kid, you haven't even developed your own sense of who you are or where you stand in life. And now all of a sudden you're taking a stand, you know, for your government or something else, but you go in there and you believe that what you're doing is going to actually make a difference in the world and make some kind of positive influence on future generations.
Completely. So let's move on to your next poem that you are going to share with us.
Okay, this next one, it's also about the Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And this one was actually, they didn't publish the poem in VFW Magazine, but I wrote a letter to VFW Magazine when this was going on. They said, we don't publish poetry, but we would like a letter stating what you feel and how what you're going through. And I was published on the same page with General Schwarzkopf, who led Desert Shield, Desert Storm. So I was pretty proud of that moment. And it's called When It's Over. I look back on things that happened before. Sometimes it was police action. Sometimes it was all-out war. Ours is a conflict, or so it's been named. However you call it, it's means the same. I remember my childhood and watching the soldiers come home and the social injustice of standing alone. They did what they believed to be right. When our country called, they went into the fight. 15 years after the fact, a wall was erected so society could justify situation corrected. Millions have visited and millions have cried as they've read the names of those who have died. And the politicians have washed their blood-stained hands of the many Americans that fought Vietnam. Once again, the banners wave as we head off to the possible war. What happens when the actions don't make headlines anymore? Will we still be supported by family and friends when it's all over and we come home again? A tear comes to my eye as I face the unknown. All because greed has cast the first stone. The world's armies have drawn weapons in hand to take down or break down one greedy man. I can't help but think in my mind, how much is the cost of freedom this time?
TC, there was one line there. I mean, it was so well written, but there was one line in particular when it said, "What happens when the actions don't make the headlines anymore?" And I think that just really resonated with me, because it's through work like your poetry that is able to capture moments, to capture memories, to capture experiences that help them continue on even when the media is not writing about it, when it isn't making the headlines. What are your thoughts on that?
When we went out there, like I said, most of the people, they were told, "You're on 96-hour alert." We were told at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, "You're setting sail Monday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning." And my ship was all the way across the United States. I was in Washington State. My ship was in Norfolk, Virginia. So we only had the weekend to prepare, get all of our affairs in order, tell our wives, our girlfriends, our children, whatever, "Hey, we're going off to war. We don't know how long we're going to be there. We're going in harm's way." And it was scary. It was really scary. You know, everything was new. We didn't know what to expect. And having watched, as I grew up, watched the Vietnam War on TV every night on the evening news, it's like, okay, now it's our turn. What happens when this isn't making news anymore? You know, when we come back, will we be praised, or will we be spit on and told that, you know, we're evil people because we went out and fought a war, or what's going to happen when we come back? And so that was my motivation for this whole poem was, you know, okay, I'll go out and do what's required of me. And, you know, I don't know what I'm facing. I don't know what I'm coming into. And I don't know how long it's going to last. And now that it's my turn, what happens when that doesn't make the headlines? You know, if it's not big news, it's not big sellers, most people are unaware of it. And it's like, this is something you really need to be aware of. You know, this is something we're going out and doing, and we volunteered to do this. And mm-hmm. So we just want, are we going to still be supported when we get home? And yeah. For the most part, I think I really was, me personally. I don't know about everybody that went through the war, but we had a group in Fayetteville, Arkansas, that had adopted our squadron. They sent us letters and cookies and cards and all kinds of things during the time we were out there, to let us know, hey, you're not alone, you're not by yourself, and we care. And that meant the world to us. And then when we got home, it was like, you know, come to our town, meet our people, and everybody really seemed to be happy that, you know, we were there and what we had done. So we felt proud about it. And then as time went on, because this happened in 91, you know, as time went on, people started forgetting about that, because we've been in a constant state of war ever since then. We have never come home since then. We are still sending kids out there to do the man's job or the woman's job, and it hasn't changed. Our war doesn't make the headlines anymore, but the Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and all those other wars that have been pretty much a carryover from the time that I was out there, they're still going on today, and people are still making sacrifices. And unless your family or you're personally involved with it, most people do not realize the sacrifices that are being made on a daily basis. And so that's just one of the things that I wanted to share with them in that point.
For sure. And I think it's such a wonderful way in which you're kind of communicating that through your poetry and your piece of art. So let's move on to the third poem that you'd like to let everyone hear.
Okay, this third poem, it was written back in 1988, And it was actually one day I was watching my grandson play in the park. And he was very young at the time. He was just a toddler. And I was watching him play in the park, and I came up with a poem called Child's World. Saturday in the park, a young child plays and tries to understand the world he lives in. He blows bubbles and knows not of the troubles of his world and from within. Yet he senses something is not just right. Still, he keeps trying to understand things that are yet to be known to man. His own world, his own language, a language unrecognizable to man, a language only a child can understand. For his world is simple, yet it is complex. We'll be able to teach him some things. He'll figure out the rest. I don't envy the child and his journey through life he's about to take. Different from a child's world, the adult world is full with greed and full with hate. And though there are a lot of good people in adult land, what will be left of our world when the child becomes a man? When he reaches there, I hope love is in his plan, for the fate of our world is in every child's hand.
What are your sort of thoughts that you'd like to share with the listeners on that poem?
The children are the future. I mean, you know, if we give them every advantage, every possible good thing that we can give them, and still teach them that there are still some bad things out there, but how they develop now as young children is how our world's going to be 20 years from now when they become young adults. And so it's so important that you educate your children, you love your children, you teach them, and you show them the ways that, yes, there is bad in the world, but you can always find good in there as well. If they have love and they have faith and they have hope and they believe that they can make a difference. Because even if they don't think they're making a difference, like I said, the children that are toddlers today, in 20 years, they're going to be the young adults that are out there running the world and making the differences and making the changes to make it a better place to live for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Completely. And I think also what's really important that we finish up with today is talking about your sort of journey and how you've gone and curated all of these poems. And now they are available for the younger generation. They are available as inspiration. So talk to us a little bit about how you're self-publishing these poems.
Well, what I did, I originally published in 2017 with a self-publishing company. And I really wasn't quite satisfied because I didn't get a lot of sales or anything like that. And that could have been my fault. It could have been advertising. There's many factors of why it didn't happen. But I decided I can do this myself. Why am I paying these people all this money to do the same thing that I have the time and the energy to do right now? I just don't have the knowledge. So within the last 90 to 180 days, I fired all my publishers, I fired my literary agent, and I said, I'm going to do this myself. I bought the program, I redesigned the book covers, I redesigned the interior layout. I had to learn how to use this system because I had never used it before. And I've won several awards this year. And things like that, where people are finally starting to take notice after 40 years of writing, you know, people are taking notice and saying, this guy is worth looking at least, you know. And so now my books are, they're at the press right now being printed. And I have Record of Poems Volume 1 and Record of Poems Volume 2. Both are full color illustrations by my live-in girlfriend and book illustrator Jaylene Brooks. And we've just redesigned everything and we've started all over. These are now on sale at the pre-publication discount at www.marktcbounds.com. I've also got some coffee cups and drink tumblers and things like that that will be available as well. I'm trying to make it to where when somebody goes to my webpage, they find everything that they need, a good book, a good cup of coffee or a good beverage, whatever their choice is, and they can sit down in their easy chair and they can just relax and they can just take that moment and enjoy that moment in life. And hopefully my poems will be inspiring to them and they will help them be the better person that they want to be and to make this world a happier place for everybody. That's the real goal. Is I want to inspire people and I want to try to find something positive, even if it's in a negative situation, and make it a better place. If there's something negative, I want to be able to try to find some kind of positive swing and make the changes that make it a better place for everybody.
Excellent. All right, TC. Well, we are coming to an end now. How can people find out more about your work?
They can go on my website at www.marktcbounds.com, and I've got a full web page there. I've got some stories that I've written in there, upcoming events, just all kinds of good things like that. So it's just go to my website or give me a call or text me, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions. I will help out in any way that I can to ensure that everybody has access to these books and this material.
Well, TC, such a pleasure chatting with you, and I look forward to our final show next week.
Okay, that'll be fun.
All right, well, you take care, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks so much, Lucy. You have a great day.
You as well. Take care. Bye. And thank you, everyone, for listening to us. We'll be back next week with our final show with TC Bounds.